The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
We definitely need a little more of this in the world.
Oh, that's how you do it, kids.
It's the Wally Show.
Sammy Burko is a 16-year-old kid in Texas who decided to go rock wall climbing at his local gym. And while this is nothing for most kids his age, it turned out to be a serious one for him. As he reached the top of the rock wall and rang the bell, witnesses say that his body suddenly went limp and unresponsive, and he was immediately rushed to the hospital where medical staff performed CPR on him for 2 hours.
That is amazing, like, because it never happens like that in the movies. It's never that long. But no, just in general, I know there are different lengths that people go to, and you're like, why, like, what makes you go, let's keep going.
Yeah.
Is it his age, or are there other signs?
Right.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. When he still didn't show any signs of life after 2 hours of CPR, Sammy's parents were called in to tell them he was gone and to say their goodbyes. But that's when his parents saw a miracle happen.
Suddenly, I started praying, my husband said, oh my gosh, he's moving.
What?
Yeah, so medical staff were immediately called back in, and sure enough, Sammy was alive after being pronounced dead.
Wow. 2 hours of CPR and the kid came back?
Yeah, and that's what's so crazy. So, and while that's a miracle in itself, the other miracle is that Sammy has no lasting effects.
No.
So doctors say that typically when your brain goes without oxygen for that long amount of time, it's impossible for you not to suffer some type of major brain injury. But Sammy didn't. All he has is some short-term memory loss. He doesn't remember climbing the rock wall.
Right.
He just remembers the night before.
Really?
And that's it. And then he wakes up in the hospital.
And not remembering that stuff is great.
Right.
Good. That's healthy.
Right. Well, this accident also led to a diagnosis and some answers for an already grieving family. So the doctors found out that Sammy's mom has a very rare genetic disorder that affects the heart. And she unknowingly passed that down to Sammy, which caused his heart to stop. So she has a genetic disorder that
she has to watch herself, too.
Yeah, she didn't even know she had it, and then she passed it on to Sammy. And just 3 years ago, prior to this whole incident with Sammy, they had lost another son, Frankie, to a heart attack at a young age, and they had no idea why. So now they know he probably inherited the same heart malfunction that he got from his mom as
That's fascinating. It's one of those things you have to give credit to the responders that did CPR for 2 hours. Like, that's next level and exhausting, you know? But then when they give up and pronounce him dead, if he had come back from that, you'd be like, all right, good job, responders. Mm-hmm. But they pronounce him dead, he's done, and then he comes back. That's where you go, that's got God all over it.
And that he has no
lasting effects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like his brain is perfectly fine.
Yeah, that's a miracle for that family for sure. And I love that she was praying and stuff too, because you have the sense that they will tell this story about God's miracle and hopefully inspire other people when they're going through difficult times too.
Working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show. Going to give you a chance to win a prize right now. A little day job game. This is the jobs that celebrities had before they became famous. Because the reality is we think of them as these people we put on a pedestal, but they were like us, ham and eggers, just trying to eke out a living at one point.
Yeah, some of them weren't born with a silver spoon in their mouth. They had to work their way up.
Like this young man, Vince Vaughn. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. You're going to get 3 questions in your round of the game, but we're going to help you out by maybe making the first one easier. Vince Vaughn.
Wait, tell me who he is.
He's the actor from Wedding Crashers that did stuff with Owen Wilson.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
Okay. He kind of was everyman kind of actor. Okay. So was Vince Vaughn, before he became famous, a lifeguard, a chef, a bodyguard, or a truck driver. Okay, so now I'm going to give you guys a chance to take away one answer, but you have to agree on which answer you think should go away. This will help somebody in their round.
He can't be a lifeguard, right?
Oh, I was wasn't one of the options bodyguard?
Yes.
I was going to go with bodyguard because he doesn't give off, I think he's tall, but he doesn't give off, you know, punch someone if they're coming after your...
Yeah, but look at him. Like, could he, would he be a lifeguard?
But was he always that way?
Yeah.
And he was fit enough to be an actor. I don't know.
Like, he might have started acting and then started letting go of the body or the lifeguard body.
Okay, so this is my default. Anytime I don't know, I just go with the other person's answer so that I don't get blamed for if it's wrong.
Okay, so
I'll take it.
Okay, so we are going to eliminate bodyguard off this list. That means that now you have a chance and a choice. Is he a lifeguard, a chef, or a truck driver? So Betty Rock has either helped you or hurt you in your first question. If you want to play with us right now, we got this one and two more to go. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM if you want to play our little day job game with us right now.
Working for a living, living and working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Christy, thank you for joining us for the day job game. Now, what we have is a list of celebrities and what they did before they became famous. You know, their jobs, okay? So we started off with person one, and to give you a little help, we had the gang rule out at least one of the answers. And so I don't know if that helped you or hurt you. So here we go. Vince Vaughn. Betty and Gavin agreed that he was not a bodyguard, so they took that one off the list. So was he a lifeguard, a chef, or a truck driver?
I'm going to go, truck driver.
You're going to go truck driver. He seems more like an everyman truck driver guy.
I want to say bodyguard.
Betty originally wanted to throw out lifeguard.
I would have threw out lifeguard with Betty.
Oh, you would have? Okay, so then it doesn't matter that you guys are both wrong. He was a lifeguard.
That's why I was like, you know what, Christy? Yeah, just go with it, Christy. If you're wrong, so is Betty. Come on.
Yeah, well, then if you go with Betty, you're usually going to be wrong.
Hey.
So, he worked as a lifeguard.
I listen every day, and I disagree.
At his local pool. Okay, here we go. Question number two. The lovely British Hugh Grant, the charming Hugh Grant, was he a marketer, a valet, a tennis instructor, or a civil servant? What do you think, based on what you know about him or what you think he would have been good at?
I could so see him playing tennis.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I could too, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but
I
Betty
really
Rock
could.
Is saying, mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. I'm agreeing with you.
Could
don't do it.
I see him in the white shorts with his little accent. I could. I mean, he played that role a couple of times. He just played it so well. We're going to go with that.
Christy, does it matter at all to you that Betty Rock agreed with you?
No, but now that I know she did, that's great. Bonus.
So history has taught you nothing, is what you're
saying?
Oh, come on, Wally.
No.
So are you going to stick with Betty or no?
Don't stick with it. Change your answer. Change your answer.
Okay, what was the other list again?
A marketer or a civil servant?
We're going to go with the marketer.
Marketer. Well, that's unfortunate. He was a tennis instructor.
No, he was. No, you're lying. You're lying.
No, I am kidding. He actually was a marketer. He was a copywriter for an advertising company, and he did very well at that job.
All right. Way to go.
All right.
All right. So here we go. The last one. George Clooney. Was George Clooney a stunt pilot, a baseball player, or a fisherman? What do you think?
Now see, he's played a fisherman too. This is throwing me off.
That's right. He was in the perfect storm. So Betty, which one do you think it is so she can do the opposite?
Nope, I'm not even going to chime in. I'm just going to leave it up to her.
Just give it to what do you think?
I'm not going to say stunt pilot. I'm not going to say that because he wasn't born into money. So we're going to go with answer number two.
You're
going to
go with answer number two, baseball player. Betty Rock, do you like that answer?
No, I don't like that answer. So that means you should stick with it.
Well, that is some great logic because he was a baseball player.
All right.
He actually was attempting to be a professional player, and he got a trial with the Cincinnati Reds. I never knew that, but couldn't hit curveballs, and he was out of there. But someone who is not out of there is you because you did not go with Betty, and you won.
Woo!
All right.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. We're going to turn back time here with Time Capsule Tuesday. What we do is we pick a year, and then Betty, Gavin, and I each pick a song from that year, and then we play a little snippet of it, and then you decide which of those songs you would like to hear, you know, kind of going back in time a little bit. These aren't songs you want to hear all the time, but like once a week, it's pretty great. Mm-hmm. So let's start with, oh, gee whiz. Betty, let's start with you.
So we went back to 1985. I may have been already born. I'm not sure. I was born in the middle of this year.
Oh, really?
Yes. But I went with the Imperials, Let the Wind Blow.
Wow.
Let the wind blow.
Whoa.
Blow as hard as you can.
What we were doing in the 80s in Christian music outside of Stryper and Petra. They were great. But, all right, well, that's one option.
Man, they got harmony.
They do, and they could do it live, too. Gavin, what would you like to have?
Okay, I'm like negative 10 years old right at this point, but this is a song that I know decently well, and I really like, and it's Amy Grant.
Okay.
And her song, Wise Up.
Oh, I do remember this one. Yes. You know, I'm telling you, I don't hate this.
I don't
actually. I would not be sad if this won. Last week, I had picked like this rock band thing, and I didn't even pull the whole song because I thought no one was going to pick it, and then everybody picked it. So I was tempted to do that again with Rick Kua, Don't Say Suicide.
You can't say yes to life, or take
real?
Oh, yeah, this isn't a parody.
Well, don't say suicide.
Yeah, I actually liked this song back in the day.
That's horrible.
But I'm not going with that one. I kind of went in the vein, because I'm like, yeah, there's no way that we need to do two 80s like that back-to-back in weeks. So I went with somebody as big as Amy Grant at the time, Michael W. Smith, actually. Those two are like the grand poobahs of Christian music.
He walked on silently and prayed for me. And Rocketown. Yeah. Rocketown, Rocketown.
This is Rocketown. Do you know, like, the club that he owns down in
Nashville? I do. I did not know it was named after an actual song.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have been.
Yeah. Rocketown.
This sounds like something like a never-ending story.
Yeah, it does sound more like theme song or like... movie
That's
soundtrack.
Horrible.
Oh, well, I wouldn't tell him that.
He was still figuring himself out.
Yeah. Oh, and there's some whistling. There's
what
a lot going
doing?
On. There is whistling. There's whispering. There is.
Oh, my goodness.
You know,
there's falsetto.
We haven't gotten a good whistle song in a while.
Yeah. Not since, like, Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Well,
so.
Let's not forget about mine. Mine was good.
I don't know about that. All right. So, with that all said, you have your choice between Imperials, Let the Wind Blow, Wise Up, Amy Grant, or Michael W. Smith, Rocket Town. Which of those three songs do you want to choose? 855-33-WAY-FM, and we will get in the Time Capsule Tuesday here. We'll crack it open, and we will play one of those songs for you in its entirety. 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Kathy, welcome to Time Capsule Tuesday. You've heard the three songs, Let the Wind Blow, The Imperials, woof. Amy Grant, Better Wise Up, or Michael W. Smith, Rocketown, Rocketown, Rocketown. Mm-hmm. Which of those three songs do you want to hear in its entirety here on Time Capsule Tuesday?
Amy Grant, of course.
Yeah, this one I think there's no choice, actually. This is the only choice.
Wait, 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 wait. Kathy, let me ask you, what would be your second choice? If Amy Grant wasn't up there, then what would you choose?
Not Wally's.
I win out of default.
No, that's not really a win. Betty Rocks, the Imperials, only got one vote from everybody that called. Amy Grant, the big winner. And Kathy, you pushed it over the top. Why do you want to hear Wise Up?
Well, I grew up, she was the first cassette that I owned,
nice.
And I used to sing El Shaddai in church,
mm-hmm.
so it reminds me of all of that. I just loved her as a singer. So.
Her Tennessee Christmas album is one of my favorite Christmas albums of all time, and she's super nice. Like, she's a great person, and we love her here, and so you have proclaimed it. Time Capsule Tuesday today. Amy Grant, you better wise up, all the way back to 1985. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you. Bye.
Sure about climbing in where there's temptation. Can I get back out? Never can quite find the answer. The one I want to hear, the one that justifies my actions, says the coast is clear.
In my family, we kind of have a motto, and it's finish strong. And I wanted to instill the idea in my daughter from a young age that it's easy to start something, but it's harder to see it through to the end.
But when you do, it feels so good. I started and finished 2 degrees at Colorado Christian University, and I'm so glad I did.
So why not start your degree in 2023 so you can do more in 2024?
Some of CCU's degrees can be completed in a little over a year. Like in the healthcare industry, you can finish your RN to BSN online nursing program with 9 courses in as little as 14 months without changing your work schedule.
Plus, if you started somewhere else and have not finished yet, make this your year to get it done. CCU has a generous policy for transferring credits from other colleges. In fact, you can even get a scholarship for transferring credits.
So don't put it off another day, because when 2024 rolls around, you could be finishing up a degree or wishing you had started in 2023.
Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's what's going on today.
So, faith and politics, religion and politics, two things you're told not to talk about, but sometimes they actually intersect. Like, the Supreme Court is being asked to decide under what circumstances businesses must accommodate the needs of religious employees. There's a case that goes before the justices today that involves a mail carrier who was a Christian, and he was told that part of his job, he would have to start delivering Amazon packages on Sunday. Because the post office has a contract and they do that. Mm. So he declined and said Sundays were for church and his family. And the postal officials tried to get substitutes, but then they couldn't always. And when he didn't show up, there was more work for other people. And the man quit and sued for religious discrimination. Mm. That's where it gets a little murky for me, you know, because they were trying to accommodate. And I get it, man. If you're, you know, you're like, I want to keep my Sundays for me and God. Like, I do respect that, you mm-hmm. know. But not everybody's job does that. And so you have to decide, do I want to work here or not? Like, if they came to me and said, it would never happen at a Christian radio station, but we're working Sundays now, mm-hmm. you know, I would be like, well, that's good for you. Enjoy it. And I'm out. And but I wouldn't sue, you know, like that's where it gets weird to me, you know.
Well, I mean, maybe he has seen in the past where they have made, you know, religious belief chart. I don't know, like maybe he's worked with someone who's done the same thing, but they're from a different religion and they got away with it. Yeah. So why can't he? I don't know.
I mean, I'm glad that the courts are taking this up, though, because they just recently had to take up that one case with the high school principal or a football coach that wanted to pray on the field after the games and was fired. But then they were like, no, he actually can do that. And yeah. He got reinstated. So, I mean, it's really good. I think that's why I feel vexed. It's a really good thing ultimately for our faith, because if this was a Muslim that wanted to do it, it probably wouldn't be an issue.
Nope.
They'd be like, oh, then I'll take all the time you want,
yes.
you know, because they don't want to offend any other religion mm-hmm. other than Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm glad that the conversation is happening, but I just wonder what it looks like to the world when you sue for this. And do they respect you and go, good,
yeah.
you're standing up for your faith, or it's another crazy right-wing Christian, they just want everything, you know. That's a
yeah,
tricky situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, but anyway, if nothing else, I am glad that they are taking up these cases and at least having this conversation, and it does, ultimately, it could protect people's rights, like, you know. Or this guy should work at Chick-fil-A, honestly.
That's true.
Like, Hobby
Guaranteed.
Lobby or Chick-fil-A, yep. you know, you are golden.
Right, you're not working on Sunday.
Nope, and that is a good thing, too. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. The other day, Betty Rock was talking about this lady who did something that I think is almost unthinkable.
Yeah, she decided to go into a cave for 500 days, I believe.
Yep.
So she spent her time there alone. Didn't talk to anyone, didn't have any human interaction. She just knitted, read, drew, colored. And she lived her life down there 230 feet below us for 500 days.
Yeah.
And it, I mean, she missed so much. And she even said, if there is a family emergency, if there is a death in the family, do not notify me. I am here and I am not coming out.
Yeah, there was like a research study with her and they fed her, you know, which was good. But she had no human contact even with those people. And I thought, man, the only people that I could know on this planet that might love this for a short time is moms. Like a mom cave. Like if a mom could go into a cave for a day, just alone. A day, just to be alone and not have, you know, to deal with the things that they have to deal with, I think they would absolutely sign up for that experiment.
Oh,
not a
sure.
long time, because they love their families,
right.
But there are times that I think moms need a mom cave, and it's like, okay, what is that one thing that if you were to go into a mom cave for a day, that you would enjoy missing, mm-hmm. you know, because this lady was like, yeah, I missed a whole bunch of things in the world, but it didn't end her, you know?
Yeah, and maybe she's a mom. Maybe she's like, I could use this time.
Yeah, she needed time away from the kids. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. So if you were to go to a mom cave, what is that thing that you would not miss? You're like, okay, I'm glad I'm down here. My husband can deal with this for a minute, and this is good. I might stay here maybe even another day. 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm curious what your answer is as a mom. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that thing, April, that if you were in a mom cave, you would be like, I'm glad I don't have to deal with this?
Well, I'm going to have to say it's cooking dinner.
Okay, so that job falls on you. And, like, is it one of those things that you have a picky family? What makes cooking dinner a pain? Or do you work and have to cook dinner?
I do work and have to cook dinner. But I'm going to say the biggest thing that makes it a pain is that three of my children don't eat anything. And so finding dinner for everybody is a battle.
Yeah, and I remember when I was a kid, it was like, hey, you eat what's in front of you or you go hungry. And, you know, and that was a little bit different parenting than they do now. Like my sister-in-law has triplets and she would make three different meals because they were three very different people.
Oh my word.
Oh no. I tell them that, hey, if you're not going to eat dinner, you're going to go hungry. But then it's an ongoing battle the whole rest of the night.
What's that meal that's like, you know, it's safe for everybody that they will eat?
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti. You know, I have a friend from high school. She had a little girl that was super picky and wouldn't eat her veggies. And she read somewhere that if you take pureed baby food, sweet potatoes, and you mix that into the spaghetti sauce, that that's one sneaky way to get them to eat their vegetables.
I used to do that with zucchini.
Oh,
okay.
Smart.
Well, there you go. That's a great mom hack, too. My wife could probably try that with me because that's about the only way I'm getting any vegetables in me.
Yeah, she should.
So what would your thing that you'd like to avoid be?
Answering all the questions that have obvious answers.
Give me an example of a typical question.
I have two daughters, and just this morning I put all of their lunches out, and then I put them in their little piles, and they take very different things. And my oldest daughter says, which one is mine? And I said, the one that has all the things that only you take.
Yeah, kids are great for that. And then some wives are even actually really good at this. My wife asks me so many questions. There's times I feel like a mom.
It's funny that you say this because I have gotten into the habit of just ignoring a lot of your questions, Wally.
Really?
Because you do ask a lot of questions.
Because I do that to her, too. I guess it's just falling downhill.
Yeah, you ask a lot of questions.
To the. Too.
And maybe this could work for you, Adri, is when Wally asks a question that I don't think he really cares to hear the answer to because he already knows it. It's an obvious answer. I just ignore it and let him answer his own question. Maybe you could try that.
I get it. I ask some silly questions. Like, Gavin, should I fire Betty?
No.
Yep. Wait, no. Yes. Yes,
yes
is the
yes, because you said so.
Thank you, Gavin. He's still learning. What is the thing that you would like to just escape doing for maybe a day?
Driving. I am a mother of four kids, and I have to chauffeur them around everywhere. So driving is definitely one thing.
And trying to keep their schedules, because I'm sure they're all on different things, into different things, and you've got to hustle from one place to another. You feel like an Uber driver.
Exactly. I just don't get paid.
Or get appreciated or stars from your kids.
exactly.
Uplifting Way FM.
He's wise beyond his years.
I can't really tell, but it seems like he's very good.
Here's Gavin.
One thing it feels like our culture is obsessed with is finding ways to stay younger longer, or find ways to add years to our lives through healthy living or yoga, whatever you choose. Like, do you guys think about that often? Like, I want to add years to the end of my life.
No.
I do. I think about, like, I need to eat healthier. I need to exercise more. Like, all the things that I would think any American thinks about.
I'm going the opposite direction. I'm like, I just want to enjoy the years I got. And like, I don't want to go to any great lengths to extend those years if it means cutting out carbs. So
sure. live happy, not
exactly,
sad.
Exactly. Like I don't want to be like morbidly obese.
Right.
But then I'm not like trying to look like I was when I was 20 anymore. Mm-hmm.
Well, in general, you are a medical miracle because the way you do eat and have, you know, your sodas. And
I should be dead.
Yeah. Like every time you go to the doctor and they're like, you're fine.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It's weird. And then my wife goes and has to like have extra tests. That drives her nuts.
Well, for anyone who is conscious about wanting to quote unquote add years to the end of their life, there's this study that was released that kind of found out a way to add 10 years to the end of your life. So they say they can add 10 years to the end of your life when you just spend about 45 minutes a day doing some kind of art that you enjoy. Now,
45 minutes a day seems like a lot, but that's better than working out. Like, if you're going to work out for 40 minutes a day, why not do art? That'd be better.
Yeah.
And art could mean many things.
Yes.
Like, for you, Wally, art could be woodworking. You love woodworking.
Would that count?
Yeah. They said that there was, like, sculpting, painting. They actually listed out dancing or singing as
I
one of them.
I love dancing.
And then knitting, writing, poetry.
Puzzling? Would puzzling count?
Ooh. You're building art. I would think it could.
So. You're coloring, like, well, that counts.
Well, because art is all about, like, it's de-stressing. It takes all that stress from the day off of you, and I would assume that that helps you.
Yeah, what's,
yes.
What's the science, Gavin?
They say that research has found that when you really go into your art, the amount of stress chemicals in your body drops faster, and that leads directly to a longer, healthier life. But I think that when they say 45 minutes, I think you're looking at it in, like, the hobby zone in your life. Like, people, you're like, oh, well, musicians should live longer then. But that's their job, is to pour everything into their
and
music.
And their job equals stress because you've got to write the next big hit to stay on top and stuff, too.
But if you're spending 45 minutes a day doing some form of art, whether it's coloring, knitting, whatever it is.
Whittling toothpicks.
You're just enjoying. Is that what you're going to do?
That's what I'm going to do. It's my new side hustle. I decided to make custom toothpicks.
Okay.
Because a lot of things, I'd start off making, like, spoons as I kept messing up and getting smaller and smaller. Mm. I'm like, just make a toothpick. You know what? It's just easier.
Well, for every toothpick you whittle, maybe you're adding an hour to your life.
You know what? And I'm going to outlive y'all. That's going to be the weird thing, man. Sorry, Gavin.
Yeah, I'm 25 years younger.
I know. It's a bummer, isn't it? Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And it always feels good when you go to some business and the person working there wants to be there. And they treat you well and you just have such a great experience with that company, you know?
Mm-hmm. And that was the case for this one family. So they came to Lowe's to look at some PVC piping. And a Lowe's employee came up to him, Dave, and he was like, I'm probably going to help them pick out something for some project that they're doing. Well, he learned that those parents were there because their son, who was with them, William, he has cerebral palsy, and they were looking to build these bars to help him practice with his walking.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is an awesome opportunity. Yeah. So instead of just helping them pick out the right supplies, he started putting it together. The Lowe's employee, Dave,
awesome,
started putting those practicing walking bars together in the store, and it really had a positive effect on him.
You saw that courageous smile of his, just the sense of pride, and it keeps getting me.
No, that's cool.
Yeah, because William, I mean, was super excited to just get out of his wheelchair and try him out right then and there, and to see your work benefit someone else, man, that's got to make you feel good.
And matter, you know, too. And, like, he could have easily just shown them the parts that they needed and sent them on their way.
Yeah.
But the fact that he got all in and was like, hey, we can make this up right here, like, and do it in the aisle. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's next level. And that guy is a great face for Lowe's for sure. And they get the benefit of that. But this family, what it meant to them is immeasurable, you know? And so I love that. What is a time? I'd love to talk about this, too. And you can name check the companies. like, what is a time that you were at a place and an employee went above and beyond for you? Because we complain so much about everything. We negative review things. But very rarely do we stop and we go back and we give a positive review for something. And so this is your chance to do that. That time you had really great service or an employee went above and beyond. I did this the other day at Shake Shack. There's this one kid in there. Zach, he's amazing. He's always smiling, always happy, helpful. And they had given me a survey, and I've told his manager, I've gone up to his manager before and said, this guy's amazing. And then I got a survey, and it was turned out to be this long survey. I'm like, I'm doing this for Zach, but it was way too long. But I was all in because the kid was so good. And so, you know, I was like, he deserves something, you know?
Yeah.
So 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. When was the last time that you had a great customer service experience and the employee went above and beyond for you? We'll take yours now. What was the last time in the last place you were at where an employee went above and beyond for you, Tim?
We had our vehicle insured through Progressive Insurance.
Oh, Flo? And with Flo? Did you meet Flo?
No, did not meet Flo, but I think this is the guy that trained Flo.
Okay, okay, good.
I had wrecked a car. It was in their shop for several weeks. While it was being repaired, my wife's father had passed away, and we had to fly up to Indiana for the funeral and take care of things. While we were there, they called and said, hey, listen, your car is done. We need to come pick it up. And I was like, you know, I can't get there. My wife's father passed away. We're probably not going to be back for like 4 or 5 days. And they were like, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. You worry about your wife and her family. And we flew home, pulled in. My car was in the driveway. They had delivered my car to my house.
Whoa.
And actually had a sympathy card left in the car signed by all the Progressive employees at the service center.
Wow. See, that's cool, man. It makes you go, I made the right choice with this company, and you'll stay with them for a long time. You know, even if Flo didn't sign it, it's still a great thing.
Exactly right.
But I think it just goes to show that you can easily build customer loyalty just by being human.
Because really, what did that cost them? It took them time to have two people drive a car over there, follow someone and drive them back and put a sympathy card on there. But it meant the world to Tim because they were looking out for him and his family. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Absolutely correct.
Tim, I appreciate you being on the show with us. I might go switch my insurance right now.
All right, have a good day.
You too, buddy. Bye. Have you ever had a really great customer service experience?
I was walking into the hospital, and it was during COVID, and the lady told me exactly where I needed to go, down this hallway, take this elevator up to the third floor. Well, I get to the elevator, and it's out of order. I had no clue which way to go from there, and I'm standing there going, now what do I do? And this doctor came up to me and said, are you lost? I said, well, I was supposed to take this elevator and up to the third floor. My dad's having surgery. And she said, well, can you do stairs? And I said, yeah. She says, let me show you where it's at. So not only did she take the time to show me where the pre-op was, she went in to check on my dad, came out and said, okay, they know you're here. It'll be just a few more minutes, and then you can go in. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is a doctor who took their time out of their day to help somebody, you know, find their way in this hospital.
Did you take the time to check your insurance and how you were billed to see if there was a copay for that?
No, but maybe I should.
Yeah, I mean, this is jaded old Wally. I just take a little gander at that. No, I love that, man. People, when they're busy and could be doing other things, they see somebody that needs help and they took the time to help you and go above and beyond like that. That is awesome. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And recently we caught up with Jason Roy from Building 429. And it's funny because we weren't talking much about Building 429. We're actually talking about his daughter, Haven Madison, who is now on American Idol. And she's been doing really well. And like for him, like as a dad, What is that like, seeing your daughter performing in this world, and is this what you wanted for? And we have a whole interview talking about that with him that you can see. If you just text the word idol to 91979, you'll see all of it. But one of the funny things that we did was she had performed a song that she wrote and she auditioned with called 15.
15, they say you've got time. 15, they try to change your mind.
And it's funny too, like in talking to him, you remember him saying, I don't remember if he said it on the air or not, but it'll be in the interview. But he was like, yeah, you know who she's talking to about that? Me. Like, you know, hey, chill out, Dad. You know, I got this kind of thing. And so it's interesting to watch this part of his life with his daughter come to fruition. And so we were like, you know what? She did great, didn't she? When she had to audition, she was... You played guitar for her, and she, you know, knocked it out of the park and got the ticket to go to Hollywood, and I'm sure that was a great moment. But we wanted him to feel a little bit of the same pressure that she felt, and so we had him come in and do our own version of American Idol. So we had Betty Perry, Gavin Ritchie, and myself, Wally Bryan. Ugh, I hate to say that, but I'm not a Luke Bryan fan. And so... we asked Jason to play a song, and we were all set to judge him and judge the heck out of him. At least I was. I was ready to go at it. But then he goes, you know what? I'm going to do a parody song of my daughter's 15 song from a dad's perspective. I'm like, that, sir, is genius. And this is what he did.
15, she says she wants it now. 15, I say, girl, slow down. How did I get so old? Why is my hair so gray? I used to wear skinny jeans, but now she's thrown them all away. Yeah, how did I get so old? Now she thinks her dad is lame. Oh, she's taking on the world, but she don't even use my last name. Oh. How did I get so old?
That was my favorite part, too. Like, he wrote that so funny, but my favorite part of that is she doesn't even use her own, his last name, because she goes by Haven Madison. And we addressed that with him, too. And I think that was the question. He was like, ugh, I didn't want to talk about this. But he did, and I respect that.
Yeah, and you can see the whole interview when you text IDOL to 91979. Also, if you want to see it on our socials, just follow The Wally Show on Facebook or Instagram, and you can see the video right there.
There you go. And so it's just Wally Show, right?
Wally Show. Yeah. What did I say?
I want to make sure, because sometimes I don't hear things right.
Oh, Wally Show. Yes.
Yeah. And I'm also old. I'm like, what's this social thing you talk about?
I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip, and we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face, and she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos, and now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. And I can only imagine now with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the Compassion banner when you go to wayfm.com.
Attention, please.
Uplifting Way FM. Celebrities are just like you and me. Except, of course, for the Mansions, Tigers, and Sequins. It's the Rock Report with Betty Rock.
We're getting closer and closer to the coronation of King Charles. The big event, which is only the second televised coronation and the first to be live streamed, will happen on May 6th. Live coverage will begin at 7 a.m. local time, which will be like, I don't know, 2 a.m. our time. Mm-hmm. Kind of crazy. And the coronation will begin at 11 a.m. Charles will be crowned with the St. Edward's crown, a crown dating back to the 17th century.
Oh, wow.
And weighing a whopping 5 pounds.
Bend his little neck there.
He will then be anointed with oil from the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem.
Yikes.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It is.
Biblical.
It'll be poured from a 17th century golden vessel called ampulla in the official coronation spoon, which is part of the crown jewels.
There's so much pomp and circumstance to this that I just don't get.
Well, it continues. Charles will also be presented with other pieces like a pair of spurs, a jeweled sword, two scepters, a jewel-encrusted orb, as well as the jewel-encrusted sovereign's ring.
It's interesting because you pair that against, you know, when we swear a president in, they just put their hand on the Bible. It's a big thing, but they just put their hand on a Bible.
And all they get after that is mean tweets, you know?
Yeah. And after everything is officially done and he has officially become king, he will head back to Buckingham Palace in the Gold State Coach, which has been used for every coronation since King William IV's in 1831.
So there is an 1831-year-old coach that still works to this day, but you know somebody's job is to keep that thing working.
Yep.
And like you said, there's only been two coronations in like our modern history.
Yeah.
And so somebody's job is to like wax it and wash it like every day. And then that's it.
And May 6th will be the biggest day of their job because they got to make sure that the wheels aren't squeaky, that they don't fall off.
You had one job, Terrence. One job. Oh, man. The pomp and circumstance behind this. I'm not a big fan of pomp and circumstance with anything. Like,
really?
I don't celebrate stuff like that. Like, I think weddings are way overdone. Hmm. And this, certainly with oil and anointing and scepters and orbs, is a little much.
But he is the King of England.
And the people. But that's the thing. You know what? British people, they love it. Like, they're like, that's our king, you know?
And I'm here for it, too.
Yeah.
I'll be watching it.
But if your pastor rolled up with two scepters and orbs and a jeweled sword, you'd be like, I want to see the books, sir.
I
want to
see questions.
The books. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, that's going to do it for your Rock Report. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And birthdays are a great time. Betty Rock loves celebrating her birthday. It's getting closer.
I mean, I enjoy the presents people give me.
I know you do.
Yeah, but who doesn't? I also love getting free things. And that's what's great about your birthday is that you can, if you play your cards right on your birthday, you can get a lot of freebies. You can get a lot of things for free. We used to work with a guy that, I mean, he calculated it up. He could get a sandwich from this place, a smoothie from this place, donuts over here. Like, and all of it was free because it was his birthday.
Yeah, like a whole day of just free things.
Yeah.
Like, I've never done this. I've never gone and gotten a free donut on my birthday.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know if it's like, I don't want to be that guy, or I don't believe it will actually happen. Maybe that's it. I've used a discount one time at Woodcraft that I get a 10% discount for my birthday. So I've used that.
Is it a pride issue?
It's probably a little bit of that, but I think mainly it's like, I don't think it really will happen. Like if I go, then I go, hey, it's my birthday, guys. Yeah, I know. Crazy, right? I'd like to get my free soda. And they're like, oh yeah, we don't do that for some reason.
They usually send you in the mail or an email that's like a coupon. You have to print that off and send and bring it in with you.
Right.
And then they know for sure.
Right, but I have trust issues. So I trust it. I don't even trust that.
I didn't factor that in.
Exactly.
I apologize.
Exactly. But that doesn't stop you. Like, you're getting your free stuff every year, right?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. And I know that there's some that I don't even know of. That's why I want to know, like, what are all my options for getting freebies on my birthday so that I can get the most bang for my buck?
All right. So 855-33-WAY-FM. What are those things that you're like, you can get this for free, Betty, and you can get this for free, Betty, and you can do this, and you can not spend money all day on food? You're probably going to have to sign up for a couple customer loyalty things and create more accounts.
No!
Oh, I know. Like, gah, 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 gah. But if you're getting free stuff out of it, probably worth it. So what do you do on your birthday for the freebies? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. So, Will, what do you think she should do?
Hey, I'm with you. I hate to tell her, but I just had a birthday, and I thought Starbucks was going to give me a free drink, man. I went up in there, and I was like, hey, how's it going this morning? Got a birthday. I'd like to have a free drink. And they're like, oh, yeah, you got to download the app.
No.
And I'm like, and you got to have the app for a year. And I was like, what? And now I felt stupid. Now I'm like, hey, forget this. So, you know, I'm with you, dude.
Happy birthday to me, and you just walk out all angry. I get it. That's why I don't do freebies. Trust issues, man. Me and Will got them.
Yep. So I'm going to be listening to find out all this as well, because I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
Well, we'll see if we can find you some freebies for next year. All right. Keep listening.
I sure will, man. Y'all have a blessed day.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Allie, thank you so much for joining us. Do you love your birthday?
I do. I love all the free stuff for my birthday, too.
Yeah, well, you could be best friends with Betty Rock, because this girl loves her some freebies and her birthday. And so we're just trying to help her out, like, you know, with what is that freebie that she should absolutely take advantage of?
Okay, so one of my favorites is Nothing Bundt Cakes.
Yes, I love their cakes.
Yes, and you can get a free buntlet the month of your birthday. So I love that one because it's not just on your birthday. You can go anytime your birth month.
Nice. Do they limit it only to just one?
Yes, it's just one.
Well, let's not be greedy, Betty.
You do have to be signed up for the rewards technically, but you can sign up like on the spot.
Okay.
So it's not anything you have to do in advance or anything like that.
And it's any one of their buntlets. It's not like, hey, try the zucchini summer flavor, you know?
Nope, you get to choose.
Oh, nice. I always choose lemon or white chocolate raspberry.
No, the confetti. Allie, which one do you choose?
The white chocolate raspberry has got to be my favorite.
Oh, that is a good one.
It's one of mine too. So, yep. Man, I'm so hungry right now. It's not even my birthday, but I have a feeling my car is going to take me to Nothing But Cakes today.
Random acts of audio.
Uplifting with him. This is The Wally Show. Today's random act of audio is coming from Betty Rock, which you didn't hear it. It was right before we went on the air. She just told me to shut up. So that's our new random act of audio. Well, we might hold random acts of audio tomorrow.
No,
I want to deal with this now.
I think you're going to be happy about this random acts because it's about... We as women get emotional sometimes.
Okay.
Okay, so yes, I will admit, we do get emotional over ridiculous things at
times.
Yeah. But men are just as capable, okay?
Sure.
So I will say that.
I'm a drama queen, I get it.
Yeah, but speaking as one, this girl is taking it to a whole new level. So while this college girl was visiting with her parents, somehow she got on the topic of telling them about the Curiosity rover NASA put on Mars. And she found out, which, I mean, you're thinking like, what is there to be emotional about there?
It's a
well,
robot.
She found out that the robot, while all alone on Mars, it sings happy birthday to itself.
Oh, that's so sad.
And I don't know about you, but I have had since probably age 5 this weird affection for inanimate objects where I put personal emotion.
Personality traits.
Yeah, to them. And I think she probably falls in that category as well. So if you can't imagine for yourself a little robot on Mars singing happy birthday to itself, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, if that isn't sad enough, she also finds out that it has last words. The robot has last words. So she finds out this one last thing, and that sends her on an emotional roller coaster.
Its last words before dying are, my battery is low and it's getting dark.
Oh, that's what its last words were.
I mean, she is bawling.
Oh, man.
Bawling.
I could see my daughter, like, hearing the last words and it's getting dark and crying as well.
Listen, yeah. I can totally empathize with her. I got emotional about a Christmas tree that I saw had been thrown on the side of the road. And it made me so sad because I had to pass it every day. And I thought, he was so happy at one time. Like, he was in a house.
I can see her decorated, welling up.
Decorated with lights, and the kids were happy to see this tree. And then all of a sudden, you just throw it out like garbage.
Yep.
I don't want to talk about it, but I do get it.
Now you get why I love the Tale of Three Trees so much.
No,
at
that's
Christmas
different.
Store. No,
that's
it's not.
Different.
Come on, no.
The same
that's
thing.
Different. That's way yeah. emotional.
You reading this kid's book and crying like
about
a little baby.
Jesus and his sacrifice.
This is
yes.
about a robot that sings yeah. to himself happy birthday all alone.
I don't remember the last time a so robot sad. Died for my sins, but whatever. There you go. That's going to do it for your random act of audio today.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.